Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A hearing on the Hill involving four whistleblowers from the FBI alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle is a former service member of the Army.
Thank you for addressing FBI malfeasance and allowing me to speak today. Aside from that point of gratitude, I'm sad, I'm disappointed, and I'm angry that I have to be here to testify about the weaponization of the FBI and DOJ. Weaponization against not only its own employees, but against those institutions and individuals that are supposed to protect the American people. After all, I never swore an oath to the FBI. I swore an oath to the Constitution.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed into law a bill that completely bans TikTok in the Treasure State, making it the most stringent measure in the country. TikTok is tied to the Chinese government and collects data on American users. U.S. District Court Judge Edward Davila said Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes must begin serving her prison sentence for defrauding investors in her failed blood testing startup by May 30th. The judge issued the order after the United States Court of Appeals Ninth Circuit on Tuesday rejected Holmes' request to remain on bail as she appeals the case. President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan today. He'll be meeting with Prime Minister Kishida Fumio. The G7 summit starts tomorrow. House Democrats are pinning hopes on a long-shot effort to force a vote on the debt ceiling without Speaker McCarthy's involvement.
It's a move from House Dems just in case talks don't end in a deal between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Right now, the two are both figuratively and literally far apart. Biden, now in Japan at a G7 summit. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on Wednesday urged his colleagues to sign a discharge petition. Democrats would need all their members plus five Republicans to pass the measure. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When it comes to mismanaging classified documents, it happens more often than not.
National Archives and Records Administration officials who spoke to a congressional committee behind closed doors in March said every administration since the 1980s has mismanaged classified documents. Mark Bradley, who's head of the National Archives Information Security Oversight Office, said he's received more than 80 calls from libraries all across the country who found classified information in papers belonging to members of Congress. Congress recently voted to release the transcripts of that meeting. I'm John Schaefer.
Wildfires burning across western Canada are forcing thousands of people from their homes and driving up oil prices.
Some oil and gas companies are cutting back production as fires close in on pipelines. Fires burning in the provinces of Alberta, British Columbia, and Saskatchewan have scorched about 1,800 square miles. More than 20,000 people have had to evacuate their homes. Smoke from the fires has caused hazy skies and poor air quality over North Dakota, Minnesota, and several other U.S. states. I'm Skip Kelly.
The House yesterday voted to refer a resolution to expel Representative George Santos, a Republican from New York, from Congress to the Ethics Committee. By doing so, it pretty much killed the measure. Many lawmakers have called for the Long Islander to step down for many reasons, including lying on his resume to get into Congress. All five Democrats on the Ethics Committee voted present, essentially abstaining on the vote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. You know, for many of us in the boomer generation, especially those of us in faith, believe... you know, beyond believing, we're just kind of, you know, astounded by what's happening with the young people. You know, we, as parents, I believe did the best we could to, you know, take our kids to church, to participate with them, you know, to, raise them up, as the Bible would say, and in a manner to where, they would not depart. But what's going on right now is that many of our children, young Christian adults especially, are walking away from faith every year. That's what you know, some of the polling is telling us, and some of the research, and it's very disconcerting. I mean, you consider a million young adults raised in Christian homes walk away from their faith every year. I mean, what is going on? A paltry 35% of born again Christians believe in absolute truth. And even fewer of Christians under the age of 30. Now, the author of the book Transparent says they no longer believe in absolute truth, don't know how to know something is true. And Dave Richardson joins us now. Dave, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Well, this is important. I mean, because many of us parents are, you know, we're wondering, okay, what did we do? How did we fail our kids? Because especially when you consider the world in which we live in, I mean, you know, take a look at the state of the union, the state of affairs here, not only in our country, but around the world. You know, sometimes, Dave, we become so American-centric, we think it's all about America. But God's concerned about the entire planet. And yeah, we see this condition that is spread, you know, it's a universal issue, isn't it?
It is. This is not something that's new. This has been going on for at least 3 decades, according to the Barna Group. It's 64% of young adults who grew up in Christian homes walk away from their faith. Pine Jobs Foundation tells us it's roughly a million a year, and that trend's increasing. That's why we created LearnToDiscern.com. Mm-hmm. We're trying to address this specific issue because we're dealing with a crisis of truth today. I mean, how many times do you hear somebody saying, well, that's true for you, but not for me. That's right. Your truth. This is my truth.
Exactly.
The church hasn't done much to really deal with that.
Yeah, because here it is. The church, I mean, they're the holder of the cold, you know, the holy grail of truth, right? I mean,
yes.
It is, you know, it is Jesus himself who is the truth. And see, this is how the subtleness of the enemy, how it comes in. You know, did God really say? It's all questioning God's position, right?
Yes. And, you know, what's really interesting to me is There are still plenty of Christian families that want to do something about this. And rather than just kind of guessing where parents are today, we actually asked them. We did surveys with them. We asked them, how important is it to you that your child become a believer and remain one into their adult life? 100% of the parents we talked to said that that was the number one thing for them. It's mission critical. And yet, yes, when we asked them, how confident are you that that will actually happen? Only 38% of those same parents expressed any confidence that that would actually be the outcome.
Yeah.
That was a wake-up call to me.
Yeah. Well, it is a overwhelming challenge here because of all the things that are coming into the minds of our children. You know, whether it's social media, whether it's, teachers in school. I mean, you know, I find it quite astonishing. You know, parents will spend, you know, thousands of dollars to send their kids away to college thinking they're going to get this great education. They come back, you know, a couple of months later for Thanksgiving and they don't even recognize the kids anymore. They've been totally indoctrinated.
Yes. And the parents don't know what to do about it. And they think, it's the university's fault, which to some degree it is. I've spent years working in universities with university faculty, and I understand that world really well. But actually, it's a much deeper problem than that. And for most Christians, it's not even on their radar. You know, because when I ask parents, what are you doing specifically to equip your kids for the increasingly hostile anti-Christian culture that they're going to have to live in and become leaders in? They gave me the usual list. You know, they send their kids to Christian schools. They homeschool. They have them involved in Bible studies and church youth groups. And we send them to retreats and conferences, you know, all these great things. But the thing that I discovered is that there's a strategic error going on here, which is what we address in our website, learntodiscern.com. What we do is we're addressing two strategic errors. One is that what's going on is parents are doing all these great activities, and they're wonderful, to expose students to truth, but they're not giving students any training on how to recognize anything as true. So, you know, if I were to walk into your yard with a tiger and you didn't know what a tiger was,
right?
The thing could eat you,
right.
and you wouldn't know one way or another. If you don't know how to recognize truth, you can expose people to truth all day long, and they'll never recognize it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that is a strategic error is that we assume that this ability to determine what's true and what's not, discernment, basically, that's an innate skill, that we all have it. That's not true at all. Hebrews 5:14 tells us that solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. So discernment is something that actually requires some training and then repeated practice to develop that skill. It's not something that just happens automatically just because you're exposed to truth.
Is this a little bit of, I mean, we've been, for some reason, Dave, this week especially, it's been cycling back and forth, and that is that we should become students of the legitimate, you know, following the lead of what bankers would say. You know, when bankers study, you know, counterfeit money, they what they do, they don't study the counterfeit money. They study real money. They study the legitimate to where then they can discern what is illegitimate. Is that the same type of thing that you're suggesting here?
Absolutely. Because what the deal is here is that the way that people figure things out these days, it's, you know, it's just based off of my gut instinct, my feeling. We're actively discouraged from thinking, actually. I've sat in rooms with a bunch of middle school and high school kids, and I asked them, why is the Bible true? They don't know. Not only that, their parents don't either.
Well, we're talking with author Dave Richardson. We've got to go to break here, Dave, for just a moment. He's developed an innovative assumptions-based system with app to address the need that clearly we're talking about here, and that is for our young people, maybe for ourselves. Maybe we need a tutorial on this as well. And of course, we are, you know, we're reminded and encouraged in the Word of God that this is what renewing your mind is all about, right? You can renew your mind to those things that are right and true and good, that is so necessary in this time. Now, we're going to be talking more about these powerful courses that he's making available for schools and churches. More from the author, Dave Richardson, after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dave Richardson is with us. He is the author of the book Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. Dave, when the ideas were bubbling in your mind about why you had to write this book, share the story of how this came about and why you were compelled to, pick up this mantle and, share it with everybody.
Well, the story of Transparent begins with my work for more than 20 years with college and university professors. I was on the full-time staff of CRU, formerly known as Campus Crusade for Christ, working with university faculty in major universities. And for 20 years, I kept running into this odd problem where I could share techniques and methods for helping a professor share their faith with their students and their coworkers and have a ministry meeting first the spiritual needs of their students and coworkers. But then when I asked them, what does God have to do with what you do professionally? In other words, you're teaching the same ways the atheists do in your department. And if the problem with the university are the ideas that come out of it and the graduates with their heads stuffed full of those ideas, who produces the product? You do. So I have to fix the atheists. I got to fix you. So how?
When you said that, I could imagine, for those that understood what you were saying, there had to be some look of fear or something that crossed their face. They're going, "Oh my God, what happened? What have I done?"
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's not because they didn't want to do it; they really did. But the process is so complicated for most people. It means getting a postgraduate degree in the philosophy of religion or something to be able to adequately teach this kind of thing in a state university classroom, like at places like Georgia Tech and Harvard and other places like that where I've worked with faculty over the years. And, the interesting thing is that set me on a path to try and figure out a simple way to do that, that not only helps a professor connect truth from God and the Bible and teach it in a way that's relevant and appropriate to a state university classroom, but at the same time, so simple, I can teach it to a middle schooler in a couple hours. And if they'll practice this skill, they can discern for themselves using the same technique what's true, what's not in real world situations. And the interesting thing is you can do it in real time. You can do it in 20 to 30 seconds. Which is really cool.
Well, I'm excited to have you share this model a little bit. Give us a taste. Obviously, we don't have 2 days in which to do it, but give us some examples, Dave.
Well, sure. I'll show a clip from a TV show or a movie. In a seminar or at a trade show or something, and then we have a phone app that's like training wheels for your brain. It teaches you to think using this basic system. I'm not looking at complex ideologies and sophisticated arguments. I'm looking for the simple assumptions about reality that the person is making or that the author is making or the filmmaker is making. And if I can detect what those are, I can immediately tell whether the message is true or not based off of those assumptions, and I can get at those in 20 to 30 seconds. So I'll watch a clip, and then I'll walk through the basics. Does this issue or the subject what I'm trying to figure out, does it have to do with people, yes or no? And then based off of whether I say yes or no to that, there's four different questions. Like, for instance, does this have to do with what a human being is, our nature, our identity? Or does it talk about how we acquire knowledge or what is good? We wrestle with that question all the time. And what's the problem with the world? What's humanity's basic problem? Depending on how you assume reality is, you'll answer those questions in three fundamentally different ways. It took me 40 years to figure all this out.
Wow. Yes.
That's awesome. And then from there, you just walk through those steps. Is it about people? Which of these questions is the issue really about? How do they answer it? And it immediately reveals what their core assumption is about reality. If that's true, then probably what you're being told is true. But if that core assumption about what's really real is false, I don't care what it is, how persuasive it seems, how wonderful it makes you feel, anything built on false assumptions has to be false. And you can get at those in 30 seconds.
That's amazing. You know, when you're sharing, it's interesting how this has application to the current news. You know, we just had the Durham report out, right? And I thought it was quite profound. How many of the media missed out on one of the summations that John Durham made in his report? And, you know, for those that question, says, okay, well, you did this report. What new rules should the FBI undertake in order to solve this problem? And his response was, new rules won't matter until the FBI starts caring about fidelity, bravery, and integrity.
Yes.
So these are these truth values that have to be, you know, part and critical to the mission. If you abandon that, you have obliterated your destination, have you not?
Yes, absolutely you have. So
what we're going to do is we're going to get your program into the FBI and the other aspects of our government so that they can what's happened, we've been so bombarded. You know, the mainstream media, I mean, we have become godless. I mean, really, that's really at the core of all this is that, what insults me is they're not even brave enough to say, look, we're going to take on God. We want to get rid of God. Their actions tell you that, you know, just as you go through your process, you can see, okay, well, the end game here is life without God. But you got to ask these questions and to go through this stuff. And that's after being bombarded for decades with this idea that, you know, we can handle this life better than we can with God.
Yes. Most of the time, in the culture, what people think is the problem is only a symptom of the problem. What the real problem is most of the time not on people's radar.
Right, right.
In fact, oftentimes we talk about it in terms of liberal, progressive versus conservative, those kinds of issues. But in fact, that's not the issue at all. The issue is idealists who think that we can fix, perfect, and mold society into the ideal world and make ourselves better, or realists understanding that humans can't be fixed morally.
Right.
We are what we are. We're broken, and we can't fix ourselves. Either that's true or the other's true, one of the two. And most people in the culture today think that humans can be fixed, can be improved. And when they try to do it, they end up imposing all kinds of things on people who don't want to be fixed.
Exactly.
Because they think they can be, and it's not possible at all.
And this is where we are right now, Dave, in our culture, right? I mean, let's fix climate. So now we're going to come in with this agenda, and we're going to compel our idealism on your life, whether you like it or not.
Yes, because if ideals are real and you can achieve them, then, of course, you got to do it. But the problem with that is it requires 100% participation. Everybody has to go along, because if you don't, you're holding up everybody else. And so there's no tolerance for you, because you can be improved. You just won't do it.
That's
so you
right.
either have to persuade them to do it, or you have to force them to do it. And if they can't be persuaded or forced, then what's left? You eliminate them.
You got that disease of intolerance, right? And of course, the way this goes in this, I often refer to it as this microwave culture in which we live in. You know, if you're not going to line up, you know, upon my call and upon my whistle, then we're going to do the next expeditious thing. Like you said, we're just going to eliminate you. You're out of the parade. How bold, huh?
Yeah. And courageous. Right.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Dave, this is such a gift, what you have done here. I mean, this is 40-plus years, 40-plus a lifetime of research and development that you've done. How can people and schools and churches connect with you so that they can, you know, employ this service? I mean, this is something that I believe all schools should be involved in.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can find us at learntodiscern.com. That's learntodiscern.com. That's where our educational resources are. We've got a few of them ready now, and we'll have more of them ready this summer. where you can learn this basic skill and apply it to real-world situations. You can also get us at assumptionsinstitute.org.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Another play in the national debt debate. House Democrats are planning to force a vote on the debt ceiling without House Speaker McCarthy's approval.
It's a move from House Dems just in case talks don't end in a deal between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Right now, the two are both figuratively and literally far apart. Biden, now in Japan at a G7 summit. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on Wednesday urged his colleagues to sign a discharge petition. Democrats would need all their members plus five Republicans to pass the measure. I'm Ryan Daniels.
U.S. District Court Judge Edward Davila said Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes must begin serving her prison sentence for defrauding investors in her failed blood testing startup by May 30th. The judge issued the order after the United States Court of Appeals Ninth Circuit on Tuesday rejected Holmes' request to remain on bail as she appeals the case. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Alex Newman joins us now, the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. He's also senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the UN plotting its giant power grab to deal with global emergencies, and it seems like the Biden administration is more than willing to give up our sovereignty.
Yeah, it's a very troubling story, and I'm pretty amazed that I had to break the story. This is earth-shattering news, and nobody else was covering this, quite unfortunately. But this is a specific policy proposal put out by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, that would effectively put the United Nations and its specialized agencies in charge of emergency response, in charge of responding to crises, if the Secretary General determines that they are global in scope. And yet, as you read the policy proposal, you very quickly realize the emergency doesn't have to be global. It doesn't even really have to be an emergency. It could be economic crisis, climate change, environmental degradation. They even throw in a black swan event that we can't foresee for good measure. And they make very clear that national governments, right, nation states, the private sector, non-governmental organizations, all of them would have to submit to, in the words of the policy brief, the primary decision-making authority of the United Nations and its agencies.
Well, Alex, when I was looking into this, this seemed like a backroom deal that was being conducted, through the Biden administration. Where's Congress in all this?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I started reaching out to people on Capitol Hill, and there wasn't a lot of awareness of this, which, again, the media wasn't talking about it. So I did reach out to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas, mm-hmm. and I don't know how much he knew about this, but I sent him the documents, and he sent back a statement indicating that he was very concerned about this, that he was concerned about the implications for our sovereignty, about the possibility of Biden trying to advance his so-called climate change agenda without permission from Congress through the use of this mechanism that the UN was proposing. And so he indicated that he was very concerned about that. The Biden administration, I reached out to them as well, and the State Department sent me basically a canned response without even a named individual to attribute it to, just saying that, you know, the Biden administration believes that working through the United Nations is the best option for peace and security, things like this. So, in other words, they said they support it without specifically saying they support it, but it looks like this will move ahead come this September meeting in New York City when the UN General Assembly meets.
How can this possibly be constitutional?
Well, the short answer is that it's not. the powers that they are talking about through this mechanism, these are powers that the federal government itself doesn't have, right? If you read the U.S. Constitution, it specifically delegates certain responsibilities to the U.S. government. Now, the U.S. Constitution was a contract. It was a compact created by the sovereign states to delegate certain powers that they already had to their agent, the federal government. And the bulk of those powers can be found in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. They can operate a post office. They can create a navy. Congress can declare war, things like this. But these types of powers that are foreseen in this international mechanism that the Secretary General is proposing, those are powers far beyond anything that the states ever delegated to the federal government. And so the idea that the federal government can delegate powers that it doesn't have to an unelected body composed primarily of, you know, kleptocratic and dictatorial and autocratic governments is simply ludicrous. It's preposterous. Mm-hmm. And yet that hasn't stopped them before.
Well, Alex, this is kind of the panacea for, you know, the Uniparty, primarily driven by the Democratic Party, that wants full control. They don't want debate. You know, this whole process, the Constitution, it moves too slow for them. This is why, in many cases, they seem to be ignoring it time and again. They figure it's not even a matter about, you know, asking, you know, for forgiveness on the other end. They just move with hubris and an arrogance that is just incomprehensible. But it's a power force in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. And the thing is, they're attacking us on so many fronts. They know that there's nobody who can keep track of all this. Not even members of Congress with huge staffs can keep track of all of the different assaults on our constitutional system, on the sovereignty of our state, on the rights of individuals. It is coming at us from all fronts. So in parallel with this power grab that the Secretary General is proposing, the World Health Organization is working on, first of all, the International Pandemic Treaty, which now they're calling the Accord so that they don't have to get it ratified by the Senate. They're also working on amendments to the international health regulations to further empower the World Health Organization. At the same time, they're using all of these different federal regulatory agencies to just drown the American people in regulations that undermine our property rights, our free speech rights, our rights to make our own economic decisions, our rights to run our families and our companies as we see fit. So the barrage is just so enormous that there's nobody who can keep track of it. It's just out of control.
Exactly. Well, when it comes to the pandemic, I mean, let's look back in the last 2.5 years. The WHO, United Nations, they did such an awesome job. I mean, we shouldn't even think twice about turning over our freedoms and having them control something like the pandemic because of what they demonstrated to us for 2.5 years, right? Surely I jest.
Oh, it's so hilarious. And we all recognize that. Even the branch COVIDians recognize this. I mean, the World Health Organization was telling us that COVID doesn't transmit between humans. So Trump is a racist for trying to shut down travel from China. Whoops, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at every step of the way, they've been totally wrong. We now have the studies showing that the lockdowns were a total failure. These were pushed by the WHO. The injections, total failure. Right? At best, the best thing you can say about them is that they were a total failure. Never mind the complications, the side effects, the myocarditis, and all the rest of it. On every front, they could not have been more wrong. The idea that we should give them more power, it's almost so ludicrous you could laugh about it, except the implications are so serious.
Well, and as you say, what is coming out now with these vaccinations is that they have been inculcated with stuff that's dangerous and it's killing people.
Absolutely. And we now know from the documents that are coming out that Pfizer knew this, that the FDA knew this. So they wanted to kind of slow walk the release of these documents over a period of 75 years because they didn't want us to have the smoking gun evidence. But the truth is, a lot of people were warning about this from the start. In fact, I interviewed many of them and did my best to get the news out to the public. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert.
Exactly. Cameron.
Over and over again, people tried to warn us, and they were silenced and suppressed on orders from the World Health Organization. So we have a crisis here, and the crisis is not climate change or international emergency pandemics. The crisis is globalism and out-of-control government.
Well, like you say, it's amazing to me that these agencies and organizations have any standing whatsoever. Like you said, the WHO, CDC, the United Nations, Facebook even, all the social media entities that shut people like you and I off for talking talking to our audiences and our constituency based on information that we were getting from the ground floor from doctors who were there in the midst fighting COVID, hand-to-hand combat. And, I had a group of doctors out in Imperial Valley, California. They wrote a book. They had served over 10,000 patients with COVID, and not one went to the hospital, not one went on a respirator, not one died. And, and what thanks do they get? The state of California says, hey, we want you up here in the star chamber. We got questions to ask, and because your license is going to be in jeopardy because of what you did.
Yep. It's so critical for people to understand how significant this is. And the persecution of the doctors who are exposing this stuff, it is ongoing, and it's about to get supercharged, right? Chelsea Clinton now on behalf of the World Economic Forum, the Bill Gates Foundation, and the Clinton Foundation is now leading this. They call it the big catch-up initiative, where they plan to inject as many children as possible all over the globe with these injections. That is in the process of being rolled out right now. The Global Health Equity Network, another project of the World Economic Forum, they want to get companies all across the world focused on their ESG score, and part of their ESG score will be imposing health equity on their employees. So we are far from the finish line when it comes to this global medical tyranny, and all the doctors who have been speaking out have been terrorized. In fact, there was one, Meryl Mass, up in Maine. She was actually hauled before a mandatory psychiatric evaluation for questioning the injections and recommending ivermectin. So this is just out of control, Bill.
It is. Got to go to break. We've got more from Alex Newman after this. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The senior editor for the New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, Alex Newman, continues with us. As you were saying, Alex, this thing's out of control. I mean, first of all, anything associated with Bill Gates, when it comes to, when it comes to vaccinations, I'm just weary about him, because when you hear that he is of the mindset that there's too much population for the planet to be able to sustain, that, I mean, they were saying it back when we were counting and there was about 3 billion, people in the world or in on the planet, and now we're at 8 billion, so he's got to really be freaking out, and we're going to let him handle vaccinations. I just get a little nervous when I hear his name and vaccinations. It doesn't seem compatible to me.
No, it's completely out of the question. This is a man who comes from a family of population control fanatics. Actually, his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates has repeatedly expressed his view, which frankly I find offensive and ridiculous, that there are too many people on this planet, that people are bad for the climate and other such nonsense. And he's openly described, actually, in a TED talk about 12 years ago, he publicly said that one of the ways that he's hoping to bring down the population of the world is through the use of vaccines and reproductive health care, by which he means abortion. Now, when he was called out on this, he said, well, we don't really mean we're going to kill people or sterilize people with vaccines. We just mean that, less children die because they're getting all their vaccines, then parents will have less of those pesky children, and so the population will go down that way. And yet, just a few years after those very bizarre statements, he was caught in partnership with the World Health Organization and UNICEF financing a so-called tetanus vaccine program in Kenya, which had already been identified by the UN Population Fund as a target for more population control measures. They were appalled that Kenyan women were having an average of 4.2 children per woman. And so Bill Gates and these other UN entities came in, did a tetanus vaccine program, and the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association, they got samples of these tetanus vaccines. Only women and girls of childbearing age were eligible to receive them. So they took these samples, they sent them to laboratories all over the world. Every single one of them tested positive for beta-HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. This is a hormone. And so what was happening, these women and girls were being injected with these vaccines laced with beta-HCG. Their immune system was then treating beta-HCG as an invader. And without HCG in their body, they couldn't carry a pregnancy to term. So what was happening is these vaccines were sterilizing Kenyan women in large numbers, and every single Catholic bishop in Kenya spoke out about this, and the media just tried to bury the scandal.
How does he get away with this, Alex? I mean, this is such an atrocity that something of, you know, that the Hague should come together on. I mean, to do this to a population with impunity, I mean, this is just something about where we are in our society that something so evil could actually take place.
Yeah, it really is. And if you think of the horror, I mean, for a lot of people, having children, that's like their raison d'être, right? That's like their reason for living is to produce children. The Bible actually explains that the very first command God ever gave us was to be fruitful and multiply. It says children are a blessing, especially when you go to countries like Kenya. Who's going to care for you in your old age, right? Well, it's your kids, of course.
Yeah.
So this is a crime of unspeakable proportions. The way Bill Gates gets away with it is, first of all, by showering much of the media with millions and millions of dollars. I mean, if you look at the list of media companies that Bill Gates is funding, it would blow your mind. Anything you can think of, Bill Gates funding is there. Newspapers, news networks, public broadcasters, everywhere you look, Bill Gates money is funding this fake news coverage. And also, of course, the big pharmaceutical companies are funding it.
Of course.
And then Bill Gates is partnering with through his money, all the public health experts, all the public health authorities. In fact, there was a time where he was the biggest donor to the World Health Organization, more than any other government in the world. And so when you're financing all the so-called scientists, all the public health agencies, and all the media, well, it becomes very difficult for anybody to speak out publicly and hold you accountable. But he needs to be held accountable. I think that much is clear.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and this also begs the question, is where is Bill Gates and the United Nations in pursuing the truth about where COVID all began?
They have no interest in finding out where COVID actually began because I think there are several hypotheses. I think at this point it's very obvious now that this came out of the Wuhan laboratory. And, of course, Bill Gates has a very, very close relationship with the mass-murdering communist Chinese dictatorship. And this is open. It's acknowledged. It's not that it's hidden. He and the Chi-Coms are basically two peas in a pod. But even more than that, many of his American co-conspirators, people like Fauci, people like the folks running the National Institutes of Health, they were funding much of the work that was happening in this laboratory and much of the research that preceded it at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and at the universities up in Canada. So when you start digging into this, what you find is a giant criminal enterprise, and Bill Gates and many other powerful individuals are right smack in the middle of it.
Well, and this is why they had to be so vigilant about protecting it and not allowing doctors to speak up, and for the cumulative intelligence and experience of not only American citizens, but the citizens of the world. They needed to stay on top of that narrative to control their cash cow, right?
That's exactly right. And the amount of money being made here is enormous. You know, Bill Gates poses as a quote-unquote philanthropist, and really so many of these evil, evil madmen do this. They basically avoid paying taxes by stashing all their money in these tax-exempt foundations. Then they travel the globe in their airplanes owned by the tax-exempt foundations, and they ride on their yachts owned by their tax-exempt foundations, and they hold all their Pfizer stock in their tax-exempt foundations. So, and then they go around and they have the nerve to say, we need higher taxes, knowing full well they're not going to pay one penny of higher taxes. That's going to be on the backs of the poor and the middle class. It just makes you sick, Bill.
Yeah, it really does. And speaking of Bill Gates, you've been doing a deeper dive regarding AI. AI has come into the radar realm of the American people. It's starting, to be noticed as to how pernicious AI can be. You've got some scientists recommending, hey, we need to slam the brakes on it. The others, like, the Faucis of the world, saying, heck no, full steam ahead, right?
Yes, and you know, frankly, I believe technology can be used either for good or for evil. You know, I'm not anti-technology in any sense. I don't have a smartphone. I never have had one, and I never will. But technology has really some wonderful applications. The problem is when technology is used by evil people for evil purposes. And I think we need to be honest with ourselves. That's what's happening right now with artificial intelligence. If you look at the leading players in this field, you have Bill Gates, again, at Microsoft. You have Google, right? And actually their vice president just resigned from Google and warned about this monstrosity they're creating with their artificial intelligence. We all know Google is about as evil as they come. They spent the last few years censoring us, silencing us, manipulating our elections. We know they were stood up with help from the intelligence community through DARPA and other federal government agencies. We know that they are as woke can be. We know that their ranks are completely filled with spies from communist China. And then one of the other big players in AI is, of course, the mass murdering dictatorship in communist China, which is getting something like half of the capital investments in their AI programs are coming from American investors through American megabanks like Goldman Sachs. So you look at the key players in this industry, all of them are wicked. All of them are radically opposed to the values that our nation was founded on. And you realize, wow, this is potentially the most powerful weapon of tyranny. It's the most powerful weapon of war. It's the most powerful weapon of control that has ever existed in human history. And it's all these bad guys that are behind its development. We need to talk about this right now.
Well, we need to have a discussion and understand what the threat is. It's clear and present. Also, we need to decouple. This has been my word for the last month or so, Alex, with our audience, is we need to disengage from all these nefarious elements that are doing us harm.
Yes, we do. And Communist China should be, you know, number one target. World Health Organization is another one, World Economic Forum, the United Nations. I mean, we are completely surrounded by alligators to use
Marlin.
And, you know, right now, the Biden administration is just, you know, going full speed ahead. And unfortunately, Congress, you know, even though there are some good things happening with Republican control of the House, Congress is not taking this nearly as seriously as they need to be. You know, they're talking about a few hundred billion dollars worth of cuts. Meanwhile, our country is a millimeter from going over the edge of the cliff. We need to have some people in Washington, D.C. and in our state capitals taking this crisis as seriously as it needs to be taken. This is an urgent existential crisis on multiple fronts. We need our elected officials to start treating it like that.
Well, and the American people need to wise up, Alex. We've got to become more vigilant. And again, one of these other mantras we've been saying on the show is you got to own the knowledge, own your own knowledge. Don't just take our words from it. I mean, our hope is that we present the case to you. It causes you to do a deeper dive, be motivated enough to do some studying so that you know that you know. It's not just because Alex said it or Bill said it. It's because you know it to be a fact as to what's going on, because this has been a purposeful march to dumb down the voter so that we could be overwhelmed. And this is why, you know, we have such a big divide in our country today, Alex, is people have been rather laissez-faire about our country, our Constitution, and our freedoms. And this is a thing that's so vital about the American way of life and this great American idea. It's called freedom. And we must know what we're fighting for, right?
No question about it. And, you know, we also have this multi-generational dumbing down and indoctrination process taking place through the public school system. So, you know, if you add that to the list of crises, you realize how that's driving it all. We absolutely do. As you pointed out, we need a renaissance of education. We need Americans to get themselves up to speed on who we are as a people, our history, and also the enemies that our freedoms and our republic are facing. Or we are going to lose this battle. It's just that simple.
He's a senior editor for the New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. Alex Newman has been our guest. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works